Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I'm imagining your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back.
Yes, thanks for joining us for another By the By. This is the episode you have all been on the edge of your seats waiting for and hopefully dripping over.
Wow. Well, I mean, we hope so, but that sounds presumptuous. Before we start, a little bit of housekeeping.
Uh-huh.
We've got the next pendulum party.
Yes.
That's going to swing by. That's going to happen in... not too long.
Yeah, November 24th.
Yeah, November 24th.
So excited.
Yeah, so I
love these parties.
We're so excited. Yeah. And anybody who can come is welcome.
Doesn't matter your orientation. Doesn't matter what you're into. Just come, have a good time, and be accepting of everyone else.
Yeah, and it's such a great experience.
Accepting of yourself more than anything.
And it's not just a lot of sexy, fun play. It's also wonderful conversation and interesting people and beautiful people, lovely. Yeah, we're so excited. So definitely come and see us at our secret spot on November 24th. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty much all the housekeeping we have.
All right.
Everything is now swept under the rug. So let's get people dripping. Okay, so where did we leave off?
So we're at Passion in Paradise.
Diddly-doo, diddly-doo. I have to sit down on the floor and move my microphone so that I can get it closer. We are currently trying to get back in the Passion in Paradise mentality. We are drinking spiced rum with pineapple coconut juice.
Yeah.
So we're back to the tropics and trying to get back to where we fucking belong. I will say, as a side note, the hardest thing about coming back to the real world was clothes.
Yes, and can I just say that as soon as we got off the plane, got home...
I know where this is going.
Literally, as soon as we walked in the door, Mr. Adam takes all of his clothes off.
He's
walking
naked
around the house naked, except for his Fitbit. And he starts waving his arm, his wrist, with the Fitbit on it and saying, "Too much clothing! Too much clothing!" It's the only damn thing you're wearing.
It's true. It's true. And it was fucking too much.
It was.
All day I've been like fiddling with it because it's driving me... it makes me feel constricted.
Yeah.
I like feeling constricted, but yeah, it's weird. Anyway, so... where last we left off, we had just finished our Sex Ed in the City class, and we were exhausted. We were standing there talking with Miss Jiff and her paramour.
Yeah.
And after that, I know somebody bought me a drink. I don't know who bought me a drink. I don't remember. But if that was you, thank you very much. I needed a drink because my ass was a little sore. My back was a little sore. My junk was a little sore. My nipples were killing me. And Lawrence had just flogged me in the face. I needed a drink. And somebody bought me a drink. I don't know who it was. But if it was you, thank you. Much obliged. I owe you something. Whatever you want. 10 minutes with me, 10 minutes with her. Anyway, sorry. I'm now imagining other things. So we had all of our shit up. So we packed it up, took it back to the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night was a night where we sort of fed ourselves. So we went...
a la carte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we take a nap that day?
I think that was the day I took a nap. That was the pool... no, that was in the morning.
That was in the morning that you took a nap.
That was the only nap.
You took more naps than I think I've ever seen you take an entire...
no, that was the only nap I took was then. I think after that we just kind of...
oh, I know. I know exactly what we did. We came back out. You sat down and had a drink and was being social. I took the laptop and was working on a project that I'm working on. So I was writing and trying to work on something.
Because that's a few people that didn't know us that were sitting around the table where I was. They were like, oh, is he working? And I was like, well, it's play working. It's fun work. It's not like work work.
It's a pet project. Yeah. So.
And so then they were like, well, what do you do? And so then I had to go through all of our hobbies outside of work. And I was just like,
That's great. What do you do? What don't we do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, I would love to at some point to be able to tell the world what my pet project is. For now, it's a secret.
The time will come.
The time will come. So, that's, you know, we sat there, I had a couple of cocktails, I got my work that I wanted done, and we went back to the room, came back out, had dinner, and went back to the room, and then that was the night of the slumber party.
Yes, because the slumber party didn't start until 9 p.m.
Yes.
Officially. Although I think we were actually out there at like 8:30 because, you know, whatever.
Because we are early adopters. So what did we wear?
It was a tough one, and it was a common theme that we heard throughout people was we all sleep naked. Well,
that was my favorite thing.
Many of us sleep naked.
I heard we sleep naked maybe 20 times. Yeah. It was like...
And so it was then difficult. It's like, what do you wear to a slumber party that where you sleep naked? It's confusing. So we ended up, you and I ended up, I was wearing just a little tank top, a white tank top with a shamrock what did it say?
We got it.
I think it said Ireland. It says underneath Ireland. Yeah, so it was a green shamrock and it said Ireland in green underneath it. And then I had on some little boxer shorts that were white with green shamrocks all over them. Again, those were both bought in Ireland at some tourist place. They were in like the little tiny thing, and then you open it and it pops out like shrink wrapped kind of whatever. So cheesy as hell, but it did the job. So I had those on, and then some really long socks that came all the way up like thigh high that were green and white striped. And I had my hair up in pigtails with green ribbons.
Big green bows.
Yeah, big green bows.
That was great.
And you had
giant green tuxedo onesie.
Yes.
So we had found this onesie in the States when we were there in this past January, and we saw it and had, at that point we already knew we were going to Passion, and we already knew that one of the parties was Slumber Party. We had no idea what we were going to wear, but we saw this onesie and I was like, that's what I'm wearing to Passion.
Yeah, because what else do you wear to a slumber party than a onesie?
Than a giant onesie. Yeah. And then you looked at me and where you were like, oh my God, I can wear the stuff from Ireland. I'm like, perfect. There we are. We have one night set. Yeah. So yeah, I had a giant zip-up onesie.
It may not be the sexiest pajama party clothing.
It actually went over really well. People
matched,
loved it.
It worked. And,
I think what really sort of makes it is you and I were out dancing again, as we do. If you don't know us, we love to dance. So we were out dancing, and there was a couple that were actually Irish.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, born in Ireland. And he comes out basically mid-twirl on you and went, what are you bloody wearing? I can't even do the accent. I'm terrible, and I apologize. But it was absolutely amazing. He was all excited about it. He drug us over to his partner, said, look at this, look at these two.
And I'm so glad they weren't offended.
No, I know, right? Because
that was not the intention.
No, it wasn't the intention at all. But they took it very well and they laughed. And it was fun.
Yeah.
They were a fantastic couple. Yeah. So funny, so clever. And so very sexy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was taking a mid-drink there, and my thoughts were just bubbling over. We danced a lot that night. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, what are you thinking?
I was going to talk about one of the props.
Oh, please go ahead.
Can I interject? It's a quick one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as one of the props and like as things were kind of decorated for the slumber party, there was a bed sitting out on the patio where the dinner tables are. So there was a little bed made up.
Oh, yes.
And on said bed, there were, of course, a couple of little pillows, but two big pillows.
Yes.
And the big pillows, one had a pillowcase that said, sleeps well, and the other one, with others.
We loved it.
So awesome.
We saw that and both of us went, yeah, we're going to have to get online and order those.
Yeah, we need those.
Sleeps well with others.
Uh-huh.
So cannot, cannot wait. Love them. So clever.
Yeah.
Again.
Love it.
Massive props to the the organizer. Yeah. She did an amazing job.
Just little things like that.
In the details. Yeah. And she definitely had the details down. So
okay, back to where you were going.
Sorry. Back to we walked up to the bar and some of the if you've again listened to our episode from Mike's Place, we had a massive crush on the balloonists, the balloonators, as mm-hmm. I called them last mm-hmm. time. And they were at the bar making balloon animals for everybody.
Yeah.
And so
because not only do they make balloon animals, I mean they're a fucking amazing balloon animals. And they had little LED lights in them.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the things that we saw.
Okay.
We saw a snail mm-hmm. that had, I'm sorry, not a snail, a ladybug.
It was a ladybug.
That had, you know, the black spots on her shell. She was a bracelet. She had big eyes and she had antennas.
Mm-hmm.
We saw an actual octopus. You could count the eight separate tentacles.
A lion.
I saw a lion. We saw one of my favorites was the man with a giant erection. It looked like Popeye, but he had a big erection and a fucking six pack. That balloon was more ripped than I am. Doesn't take much. I know. Shut up. But anyway.
I wanted to take that balloon home and fuck it.
I know. Yeah. We'll get to that. So, spoiler alert. Keep listening. Just sit down. Enjoy the bus ride. So then there was also a giant giraffe. I saw so many balloons, like bikinis, and it was amazing. So we were talking to the balloon artists, the balloonators, and talking to them, getting drinks, and then we would go back, and they were extremely popular because mm-hmm. who doesn't fucking want a balloon? And which leads me to one of my favorite quotes of the weekend, which was I think it was Naughty Threesome.
Okay.
And he said, who thought I would come to a swingers event and be jealous of people making balloon animals?
That's true. I remember that.
Because
it's so true, though.
I mean, because at that point, at some point, the balloonators and us were standing around and I had a balloon because I did balloon animals as a youngster in college, and they were doing balloon animals and we were all sort of like da 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 da, you know, competition kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I was losing because
you made a dachshund,
but I can make a dachshund, I can make a poodle, I can make all the kitty stuff. I can't make a giant man with a penis, but you know, I can I can make a giant man grow his penis. Anyway.
I do remember that comment, though, and it's so true, though.
That comment was so funny. Who thought? That was so funny.
Yeah.
So we danced a number of times that night. It was mm-hmm. a lot of fun dancing that night. The music that night was a little better mm-hmm. than the previous night, and we...
But you were in your onesie, and it was getting hot.
I was fucking melting. Yeah. I was naked in that onesie, but again, far north Queensland, folks, it is...
It's hot and humid.
I'm trying to think of where it's... I would say it's comparable to Houston.
I would have said Louisiana.
Yeah. So it's in that... If you're in the States, it's south and moist and hot.
Yeah. And so we, after dancing for a bit, we kind of stepped outside of... Just outside the bar area between there and the reception.
Yeah.
Because there was a little bit of a breeze coming through. So we're like, let's just step out here, and cool
off. And we were talking about something. I don't even remember what we were going to talk about.
I don't know.
Doesn't fucking matter.
No.
Because two shakes later, Mrs. Balloonator stepped out mm-hmm. and started talking to us. And you, being the ever clairvoyant, clever woman that you are, said later, there was no reason for her to step out except to talk to us.
It's true.
If she wants to talk to us, she wants to sleep with us. You said that. Only, actually, I think what you might have said was, if she wants to talk to us, she wants to fuck us.
Because we were standing in an area by ourselves, it wasn't a common place for people to go.
Correct. So, and let me, I know I keep telling stories out of order, and I apologize for this, but let me fast forward to that morning. Because, and I'm grabbing my phone here, because I wrote down the direct quote after you said it.
Oh God, I have no idea what I said.
Yeah, so regarding Mr. Balloonator,
mm-hmm.
that morning you and I took a leisurely walk on the beach. And we had met them, as our listeners and you might recall, in the giant circle amongst, you know, when we first got there.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, walking on the beach, oh my God, I remember them. She was wearing that beautiful dress with all the rips and no underwear. And him, I've been waiting for him to take off his shirt because I remember he had nice muscles. yeah. So, and that's basically how you said it. I remember he had nice muscles.
They're very nice muscles.
Yeah. I saw you, later you climbed him like a tree. It was amazing. So
that did happen. Yeah.
That was in a pool though, not naked. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So we
might've been naked in the pool, but yeah.
Well, fair enough. So she stepped out to talk to us and typical us, I am the fun, flirty, like, I'll tell you jokes, I'll do magic tricks, we'll dance. You're the one that you looked at her and well, then he stepped out finally because yeah. he was finishing up a balloon and then he stepped out and, mm-hmm. and you went, hey, so want to continue this conversation back at our room?
No, actually what I said was, do you want to get out and dance a little bit first or do you just want to come back to our room with us?
That actually does sound more like you. Sorry. I paraphrased.
Because if they wanted a chance to dance, that's great and sure. But, I mean, it was still that oonch-oonch music.
Yeah.
And all of us had been kind of lamenting that a bit. And so I was like, you know what? We can just skip that part of the whole, we all know what we want. Let's just go do it.
And what I love is I think the three of us, him, her, and me, all went about the same time. Oh, let's go back to our room. we went back to our room. And, that was a good night.
To me, honestly, so that was a really fun night because it was, so for me, I think they had our interest at Mike's place, but we thought they were with someone else. They thought we were with someone else. So neither of us actually made that move. And so, and we never thought we'd ever see them again.
Yeah. And which was a bummer.
Yeah. And so it was kind of, you know, put to rest that, okay, sure, whatever. But then there they were.
Yeah.
Like out of the blue, hey, look, there's this couple. Well, they're back again. And here's our chance to take something we didn't get before. And so I think that for me just kind of helped with that buildup and that anticipation, almost like unknowingly months of foreplay.
Yeah. Yeah. Without even thinking about it. Yeah. And it definitely is one of those things that they're both attractive people and fucking beautiful human beings.
Yeah.
And that's...
And I know that he was the one that came up after the SEITC class and said, I want you to do that to me.
Yeah.
And so I knew that he was then more interested at least. And so I was like, okay, they're at least mildly interested in us. So I'm going to take the opportunity and run with it.
And it is funny because I know I have the issue like horrifically. And I think you are pretty bad at it as well. At seeing who's interested in us.
Yeah.
I always assume that you're not. My default is these people are not interested in us or me. Especially, they're probably interested in her, but not me.
And I am dense as hell. You have to hit me over the head with a bat for me to understand what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, so that then goes back to anybody who's listening to this, who was at Passion, who thought that we either snubbed you or weren't interested in you. We probably were. It was just that neither one of us, I thought you weren't, we weren't, or you weren't interested in us, and you just didn't pick up on anything.
I don't do well with the passive aggressive. You have to come right out and say what you want or make it strongly known.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm dense.
Yeah. And we're the first to also say, like, oh, sorry, we're not interested or, you know, not right now or whatever.
I'm also very conscious as well to, I don't want to push people past their limits.
No.
So if I perceive your limit is, say, 5 miles an hour, but your limit is actually 20 and I don't realize that, I'm not going to push you past the 5 mile an hour mark.
And I'm always over concerned.
Kilometer an hour, should I translate that?
Yeah. They'll figure it out. It's like 2 points.
Yeah.
And I'm always very cognizant of being bi, that I don't want to make the guys uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Don't want to make the guys uncomfortable. Don't want to do something that makes the guys uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we took them back to our room and had such a great night.
I don't know how many hours we played with them.
It felt like forever.
It was so much fun just being able to finally connect. Like I said, I feel like it had been months of foreplay building up to that, unknowingly, because there was no contact.
Yeah.
But still, it was like, you know, like you guys are like this mythical figment that we thought was out of our reach.
Yeah.
And then here you are, like in my arms.
It's like having mint chocolate chip ice cream described to you, and then you get to smell it. And then 6 months later, a year later, you actually get to eat mint chocolate chip ice cream. And you're like, holy dear God, this is what I've been missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was so much fun.
It was mint chocolate chip ice cream with balloon animals.
No, that came later.
That was the next day. All right, so let's fast forward. So we bid our guests goodbye.
Yes.
And then went to bed. That was the night that we watched a little bit of porn going to bed because we were still both fucking aroused.
It was like,
and
I can't go to sleep yet. I need some. Yeah.
Yeah. So we watched a little bit of porn, went to bed. Next morning breakfast, once again, a fantastic experience of sitting around the table and joking and chatting with people. Only that day was the first day I really remember watching the clock.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Because they didn't open the bar until 10 a.m.
Of course.
And that day was the first day that I was like, I can't wait till they open the bar because I need slash want slash need an espresso martini.
Well, you get your morning coffee and your alcohol.
Yes.
I mean, it's all in one.
What better goes with an upper than a downer? So 10:01 comes, I run up to the bar, and who beat me to the bar but the fucking ginger tramp?
Who could have called that one? I think he had a pre-order, actually.
He even joked about having a pre-order so that he could walk up to the bar and and get what he wanted.
Because that man will take what he wants. Yeah.
Indeed he does. Indeed he does. So we got to the bar. I had me an espresso martini. Yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome. So, again, sitting around and talking to everybody. That was another day. So after breakfast, I think you grabbed your Kindle or whatnot. We sat around the pool.
Yeah.
It was a lovely pool day.
Well, I grabbed my Kindle because I was like, oh, I'm just going to read a little bit. And then as I sat down to read, so the lady was lounging on a chaise lounge, one of the chairs out by the pool. And I sat down between her legs and kind of leaned back against her. She had a book she was reading. I had the Kindle. And some of our friends from Sydney were sitting to the left of me. And he was like, oh, what are you reading? And of course, I said the title a little bit wrong. And so we started making fun of the title. And I never got anything read because then we just all started chatting and laughing and joking. And yeah.
Which was great because we were all sitting around and we were jumping in the pool and playing. And I think we played.
Some volleyball going.
We played some pool volleyball. Sort of, yeah. Which, I mean, we all sucked. I sucked.
And they had the big inflatables. And so some of us were trying to ride the inflatables or get in them and turn circles. Or I mean, it was just good fun.
It was just. Yeah. And I will say that the pool had a bunch of inflatables as well. Yeah. That's a very good point. So the pool came pre-stocked with two giant flamingos, a cow, which. That thing hardly moved.
A donut, like the Simpsons donut?
Yes, a Simpsons donut.
Yeah.
A shark and a hot dog.
A unicorn.
And a unicorn.
Yeah.
So.
Lots of inflatables. Whatever your taste is, it was there.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So we played some pool and then we all got out of the pool and we sat around and it started out with you and I. We were with the lady and Lola Lady and Ginger Tramp, and then Rocket and Naughty, the Naughty Threesome on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So we were sitting around, and then the Ballooninator, Mr. Ballooninator, started walking by, and one of us said something to him, and he was like chatting, and then he sat down and chatted, and then his partner was over across the way, and then finally he gets up, goes over, fetches her, comes back, and we all start chatting. And then the phrase, and I love this phrase, balloon dildo came up. And I mean, come on, our constant listeners know that if Angela hears the phrase balloon dildo, she's like, I want to do it.
Yeah,
I want to try it. Let me try it. I want to try it. Put me in. Let me try it.
Well, however, right after the phrase balloon dildo and I want to try it came up, what was the next phrase?
Double stuffed.
Oh, you have to double stuff it. It was like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
You were like, wait, I'm sorry. You had me at balloon dildo. Now you say double stuffed and I'm so wet that I'm reloading the pool. Okay, so he makes the first one, which is... out of a small balloon. We'll say it's about the size of your thumb.
It was, no, the first one was a 1-inch diameter, yeah?
Okay, 1-inch maybe diameter, okay. So what I would call the happy butt plug balloon. So he double stuffs it, blows it up, gets it done. So then he starts
working. And for those who don't know balloon things, apparently the double stuffing works because if you pop one, there's still a second one, so it's okay.
It makes it a lot harder. It makes the balloon a lot more resilient, imagine, because you've got two balloons in together. So they're a lot thicker. So I'm told,
I don't know, whatever. It worked.
So then he blows up the next one, which, for all my balloon artist friends out there, was a 260Q that he had double stuffed. That's a balloon that's about 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. Mm-hmm. So, blows that one up. Then he does another one, which is a 350, I think. God, he's going to text me and yell at me, I'm sure.
Probably.
And it's about 2.5 inches. But when he made it, it ended up having this really great G-spot knob on it.
Mm-hmm. So, had a little kink at the end.
Yeah, a little kink at the end, like we all do. So, he blows up these three balloons, and we're all looking at it. We're all passing them around laughing. Ha, 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 this is all fun. We had just finished lunch. And then you said, oh, I need my afternoon nap. And then I said, yeah, but you're going to try these out first, right? And you said, well, a fucking course. And then I think it was me, one of us, I think it was me, who said, we're going to go lay down. Anybody who wants to watch Angela fuck these three balloons is welcome to come with us. We had a mob. We had six people follow us to our room. Mm-hmm. And, I mean,
there might be some videos or pictures out there.
Yeah. We are currently passing our videos on to Danny from Danny and Sandy.
Yep, we're passing them on to Danny. He's our video editor.
He's going to hopefully splice them together in something that makes some sort of logical sense with music by the Insane Clown Posse, of course. So, of you fucking these three balloons, we, not so we, and fucking huge. So... totally, totally excited to see that cut together.
It was interesting, though. Like, the balloon sensation. Because, I mean, every day...
Wait. Was it a balloon sensation?
Oh, fuck's sake. You're way too proud of that.
I'm so happy. I wasn't ready for that. That just happened. Sorry.
Are you better now?
No, I came in my pants.
That's okay. I haven't done laundry yet.
Okay, so.
But it is a very different sensation because, I mean, every dildo is a little different. But there's nothing really quite like a double-stuffed balloon.
Let's hear you finish this. Every dildo is a bit different, but there's nothing like a balloon dildo.
A double-stuffed balloon dildo.
So we watched her fuck these three balloons on our deck, and then we all went inside because it was kind of warm out there at that point.
Yeah.
So we all went inside and started the massive balloon orgy of 2017, in which Mrs. Balloonator put you on your back and started fucking you with one of the balloons. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see if I can remember how this was going. Mrs. Balloonator was fucking you with a balloon, and then, like, Ginger Tramp was going down on Rocket, and I think... I think I was going down on Mrs. Balloonator, and I think Mr. Balloonator was on your breasts, and Lolo Lady was attacking Naughty, and then at some point there was like a Naughty Lolo Lady Balloonator sandwich.
I don't know. It all moved around and kind of went...
It was a blur. Yeah. It was a beautiful, beautiful blur.
Can we talk about my favorite moment yet?
Yes. Which, this is in the top three for the weekend for me.
I think my favorite moment is different than your favorite moment. So my favorite moment was early on in that situation, before everybody necessarily got employed in the play. So I was laying there with Mrs. Balloonator fucking me with one of the balloon dildos. I had one person on each breast.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I looked up. And there are four people standing at the foot of the bed. We have person A with a cocktail, person B with a cocktail, person C with a cocktail, and person D, fucking Ginger Tramp, with a box of cornflakes, eating the cornflakes. And I fully expected him to just throw them all over the bed. He didn't. Thank you, because I didn't want to sleep in that shit.
I forgot about that.
But we're all sitting there having this nice sexy time on the bed, and there's cocktail,
cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Shit, I forgot about that. That's so funny. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. 1,000 times yes. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. My favorite part was shortly thereafter when all eight of us were on the bed. Something was said, and I don't remember what was said.
Time out. For the second time ever, we've proved that you can have eight people on a king-size bed.
That's right. Woo!
Yay.
Dear okay, Sydney Bed Company. Yeah. So there was eight of us on that bed, and something was said, and Ginger Tramp, it's like it was a high five moment, and Ginger Tramp is going down on Rocket, and his hand goes straight up for a high five, and then all seven of us high fived him as he turned his arm around, nearly dislocating his shoulder.
Yeah, I thought he was going to dislocate his shoulder
without ever lifting his face out from between her
or
legs.
Or taking a breath, it seemed like.
It was amazing. Yeah. It's like, I had mad respect for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that was, that whole, it, I mean, that was a great orgy.
Yeah. And it's fun because there was a lot of sexy time. There were a lot of laughs and jokes and just comfortableness.
And that was the thing. Shortly thereafter, we all sort of broke from the orgy. And we went outside and we were standing outside. Again, all of us naked.
Yeah.
And Naughty went over to his room, their room, and came back with snacks like cheese and all this.
Yeah. Well prepared.
Okay, let me give you a little secret here, folks. If you are going to a swingcation, you want them to be your next door neighbor. Naughty Threesome. Follow them on fucking Twitter. They're amazing.
They were massively prepared. Yeah,
massively prepared. They had snacks. It was great. And we stood outside and we joked. That was also when during all the sexy times, the curlew kept coming up.
I completely forgot about that.
Okay, so if you don't know, so I guess it was 8.5 people in this orgy.
He only counts as a half? He, she, it?
I don't know, because we never sexed him, her. Yeah. So if you don't know what a curlew is, it's a type of plover, but the long and short of it is, if you're in the States, it's like a tall shorebird. It stands about thigh high, just above your knee high.
Yeah.
But it's all legs and neck. There's like a little bitty of a body.
It's this tall, leggy bird with this big, huge neck that goes up.
Imagine a pigeon that has, you know,
legs and a neck.
Long legs, the legs and neck of a heron, basically. And he was staring at us for most of the time.
Yeah, he stood just on the edge of our patio.
Just on the edge.
Yeah.
And watched us all fuck.
Oh, when he had the look of disdain on his face, he was judging.
Oh my God, it was so great. And Ginger Tramp kept going out there and feeding him cornflakes. He's like, come on, everybody needs a little happiness. Oh God, that was so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah, and then after all the sexy times, we stood outside and we talked. And we talked.
Yeah.
I mean, and that goes back to what I love about the swing lifestyle and the community. So we stood out there, and I know we split into fours, and I wasn't in your four. So I have no idea what you guys all talked about. But it was me and Ginger Tramp. It was Rocket and Naughty. And the four of us talked politics. Politics of all things. Mm-hmm. But it was not like we were arguing about it. It was like we didn't all agree.
Just discussion. Yeah.
It was just like, oh, I don't agree with you. That's fine. Yeah. We still are standing here naked in a beautiful space.
Yeah.
So much fun. So, yeah.
And I think that's what was so great about it. It's like I said, you know, it's not just the sexy times and like, you know, it's not just like, girl, let's go fuck each other. But it's, we want to have this connection and the mental connection, and we want good conversation, funny conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
I mean, if you can make us
banter,
laugh.
Banter back and forth.
Yeah, if you can make us laugh, you're in our bed. There's no question. I mean, that's.
Especially me.
Yeah. Well, me too.
I love a good comedian.
It's not about anything else really for me, but a mental connection, not a physical connection.
Yeah.
So, or the mental connection, I should say, leads to that physical connection. So yeah, that was awesome. That was the best afternoon. And of course, like that quick, 4 hours went by.
Yeah, so fast.
So we missed our afternoon nap.
Because I thought, after all of that, I was like, oh good, there's still time for a nap. And I looked at the clock, I was like, shit, it's time for dinner.
We need to get ready for dinner. So everybody parted ways. And then we had our shower, and then got dressed for the white party.
The white party, yeah.
So I guess actually we probably went and had lunch or dinner or something, and then we went for the white party.
We did eat because again the white party didn't start until 9 p.m.
Nobody cares about what we ate.
No.
People care about who we ate, not what we ate.
Yeah.
So we went to the white party. I had on this really awesome. It's like it's not a muscle shirt, but it's a t-shirt without sleeves, which is why I like it.
Sleeveless shirt, yeah.
Like a serious tank top, kind of whatever. Anyway, that was white and sort of see-through mesh stripes. And then I was going to wear these really awesome white pants with buckles, kind of like Michael Jackson kind of thing. But I was like, fuck it. It's hot.
It's too hot. Yeah.
So I just wore underwear after the slumber party. I was like, it's too hot for that.
But your underwear was awesome because it was white, but it had like these, like, it was almost like ripped kind of on the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the underwear is more skin than underwear.
Yeah.
But they were still trunks, not like a G-string. So, I really like those.
And then you had the handcuffs that were tied together.
I completely forgot about
and
that.
And the collar and the leash.
Yeah, that's right. So, in continuing on with our let's terrify all the non-kinky people, I had my white cuffs and white collar with a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you...
Yep. So I had on a white dress that was, it was sort of straight jacket style. And so it was the sleeveless, I mean, we'll post pictures of all this to Twitter at some point.
It was reminiscent of the Fifth Element, I would say.
Yeah. So it was a white sleeveless dress, really tight. It had buckles in the front. It did have sleeves that kind of went up straight jacket-esque, but those came down after about the first 30 minutes probably because I can't move in them, so it's pointless. And so those came off pretty early, but I was still even so leading you on the leash.
Yes.
Which I think was both really good as a continuation from the class. And also you were in that because most people out there don't know, but as soon as Mr. Adam puts a collar on, he goes into that puppy mode and he is just full sub. He's puppy.
Yeah.
And so we went up to the group like that. And most people didn't really know they don't understand that that's how it works.
Yeah.
And so people would try to talk to us. And of course, you know, he doesn't speak unless I tell him he can. He's not engaged in what's going on. He's in his own little world. He's just his own little
puppy. Passive observer.
Yeah. And so I passed him off early to the lady and she walked him to the bar and made him sit and walked him back. But again, I know the lady and I know her experience with puppies and her experience with him, and I trust her with him.
Yeah.
And so that's okay. I'm not going to pass him off to just anyone because most people aren't going to know how to handle you in that state.
And it's funny, and I know it's odd to say that. I think it's probably weird for a lot of people to hear that.
It probably is.
But
yeah.
It is. And everything that you have said is spot on. I'm not myself when I'm in that sort of puppy mode.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm still a human, but at the same time, I'm not.
You're just in a different mindset.
Yeah, I'm in a completely different mindset.
And we did it for a little bit. At some point, I would say an hour or so in, I don't know how far in, but some bit in, I took the collar off. And so then you know, we're back to yourself and whatever. But before that though, Lawrence and Jess came up and Lawrence gets it. And he looked at me and he was like, is he in full sub mode? And I said, yes. And he's like, okay. And just went about whatever.
Yeah. And I don't even think he even spoke to me.
No.
Actually, that's not true. He scratched the back of my neck.
He did,
just
yeah.
His acknowledgement of me. And which, again, is that he understands. He gets it. So it was interesting,
and I think it was really good. But for a lot of people, because they don't see that side of the kink scene at all, really, I think it was a bit of a... I'm hoping anyway that people at least paid attention, learned a little something, even if that something is just that, hey, there's more out there than what you are normally exposed to and you may understand.
Yeah.
But don't discount it because it's completely valid for people.
And I, again, it's not sexual. And that's, yeah. It's a hard thing, I think, for a lot of people to understand is that I think a lot of people see the kink community as a sex, it's a sex community. Yeah. And it's not. It's a different, it's just a different lifestyle. It's something
different. It's a different mindset.
It's a mindset. Yeah. And for me, at least, like, being in puppy mode is, I like letting go and letting someone else take the reins and tell me what to do.
And there's times, you know, even at home, besides just normal kink play and whatnot, but there are times where, you know, life gets hard, things get tough, and you get a little bit down. And I know that if I put the collar on Mr. Adam, he's going to go into that mindset, and he's just going to kind of relax a bit and let everything go. And, you know, it kind of just allows him to, the world doesn't matter anymore.
It's all about being safe. Yeah. I know I'm safe, and that's what's important. And again, when you gave me over to Lola Lady, I knew I was safe.
Yeah.
I trust her like I trust you. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a sexual relationship, but the relationship we have is, it's all about trust. Yeah. And I know that... Yeah.
She's going to take care of you.
She would never do anything to hurt me.
Yeah.
That's what's important. So, yeah, it was fun. And I was actually glad to be given to her because, you know, she's... God, it sounds so weird. She has a lot of experience with dogs.
Yeah.
So she knew how to walk me and the commands, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the white party was a blast.
So much fun. And I will... Okay, so I think this is a good time to stop and say because we're on night three. So there's only one more dress-up night to go. So any of you who listened to our, I guess now 2 weeks ago, podcast on our expectations, we expected some people to make a lot of effort, many people to make some effort, and a few people to make no effort. I will say that everyone there made at least some effort.
Yes.
And some people went...
There were nobody that made no effort.
Were nobody bad English.
I'm from Kentucky.
So everybody made at least some effort, and some people were just absolutely amazing. Some of the costumes were fantastic.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed with the fact that everyone did make an effort, and it was, you know, we're all here to have fun, but that's part of the fun.
Is dressing up.
And everybody interprets it a little differently as well. So you have, you know, with the white party, I mean, there were a few pairs of wings I saw out there.
Yeah,
there
was angels, a few angels.
Yeah, there was just this whole variety of costumes. And well,
and you, we skipped over it. Twitter followers will know that you had contacts that are black light contacts. So they glow white in the...
They glow green in
black light.
So because the white ones don't show up as
we
well.
We were walking to the party. The second you realized that it was black light, we turned around and you went back, put your contacts in, and came back.
Yeah, as soon as we rounded the corner from our room to the bar and I saw the lights on the kind of on the pillars.
Yeah.
They have black lights on the pillars.
They're black lights. Let's go back. Whoosh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Because I took them just in case. Didn't expect to use them. But yeah, I was like, I see black lights. I'm putting them in.
So we went back and then I don't even think I could count how many people would start talking to you and then go, oh my God, your eyes. Which just proves that people don't technically look you in the eyes until they're at least a sentence in. They're looking at other things. And admittedly, you were showing a lot of cleavage. You were showing some leg. And your dress kept riding up because I kept pulling it down because, you know, so.
As we were dancing, I had to keep pulling it down.
People were.
Yeah.
There was a few people who even said, I'm intimidated by your eyes. Because you were frightening in a delectable way.
Well, I also have big eyes. So when they glow, that's probably even makes it a bit more.
I've said this before. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but you have Disney princess eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, like those giant oversized eyes. And it's beautiful. Sploosh. Don't make those eyes at me. So we ended the night. We ended up going back to our room alone because we had had an 8-person orgy in the afternoon. And fuck, we needed to stretch out and have a rest.
Yeah, I was a little tired. And admittedly, I just kind of wanted you at that point.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm okay letting everybody else play with everybody else.
So we went back to the room and had awesome, naked, naughty sex. Mm-hmm. And then next morning,
mm-hmm.
third verse, same as the first. We went out and had breakfast. Lola, Lady, Ginger Tramp were there. I think at that point, even Naughty and Rocket might have been there.
Espresso Martini at 10:01 a.m.
Espresso Martini at 10:01. I think you might have even had a fruit tingle at 10:01 that morning.
Yeah, something like that.
We had breakfast and just wonderful, wonderful conversation with people. I was the forward one this time, which is really unlike me.
Yeah.
And I stood up and said, okay, we're going to go have a nap. Anyone who wants to join us can come along. I was so proud of myself.
That was really
outside of my comfort zone as well.
But you just threw it out to everyone around and you're just like, yep, let's go.
And so we had two couples follow us. Mm-hmm. And then on the way, you had sent a text to Mr. Balloonator.
Yeah. Because I knew he was around and interested, but he wasn't there.
And his partner, had left. Mm-hmm. She had other prior obligations to go to. So he ended up texting back and saying, I'm with another couple. Do you mind if they come? Yeah. And we were like, the more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what our room's for.
Yeah.
So fast forward not too long after, and then there was another couple. So we ended up having...
It was actually... So I will say, with the other couple, it was nice because as we came back from the pool, so whatever group we took from the pool and Mr. Balloonator and his couple, you know, they had all come down. So we were all kind of out on the deck.
That's right.
Chatting and talking. You know, sexy banter, but not really playing yet.
Yeah.
And somebody noticed there was another couple a few decks down from us.
Yes.
Which
we had already caught. They'd already caught our eyes.
Yeah, so they had caught our eyes, but I didn't know they were on their deck because they were tucked back a little and I was tucked back a little and just couldn't see around everything. But somebody said, oh, they're down there. Do you mind if we invite them? We're like, absolutely.
Absolutely. They're funny. Yeah.
And so I don't know if they...
Beautiful people.
Yeah, so anyway, so somebody, you know, said, hey, come on down here, come join us. And they did. Thank goodness they did.
Yes.
So it was just one of those things that just kind of builds.
At that point, there was 11 on our deck?
Maybe. It was an odd number, so it had to be 9 or 11.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Let's see, it was us.
Start counting up.
I was going to say us, Lolo and Ginger Tramp, Naughty, then...
The Balloonator, the other couple, 11.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, once, it just, because we love everybody. We don't, you know, if you want to come and have a good time, then by all means, come and have a good time.
There may have been 13.
Are you counting, are you counting the Curlew again?
No, Fred and Ginger.
There were 11.
6, 8, 10.
There were 11.
11, yeah.
And okay. The Curlew.
There you go. Fine. Anyway, 11 people. It was fucking awesome. Don't judge me.
It was good.
Yeah, the Curlew did show up.
Apparently, he enjoys being disdainful of us.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to look down on us, please do it from
your feathers. The end of the deck,
The end of the deck in your feathers. Yeah. So, we all stood around. I'm going to probably destroy the order of which this happened, first thing that happened was we ended up spilling over onto Naughty Threesomes, a deck. And then I remember three ladies going down on, which we skipped from yesterday's story.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, all right, we'll come back to that. Damn.
No, go back to that now.
Should we go
Let's
back
do
to that
it now?
Now?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
we
do it
skipped
now.
It now. All right, so we're at 50 minutes.
That's
so,
all right,
look, folks, you're going to get an extended
It's going to be a long one, deal with it.
So, at one point, Mrs. Balloonator was standing there with Ginger Tramp and Mr. Balloonator and me, and she had all three of our.
Well, I think it started by her saying, "I like having two cocks in my mouth."
Yes,
and so we're like, "Well, what about three?
But how many can you fit in there?"
Was if the, two's good? I mean, right, more is better.
Yeah, so, some is good, more is better. And so then the three of us are arm in arm in arm, I've got my arms around both the guys, and all of our hips are pushed together, and she ended up fitting all three cocks in her mouth,
and it was amazing.
It was a triple.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Blowjob.
So amazing.
But not like some people might think, oh, a triple blowjob. Yeah. It was awesome. So funny. It was sexy, and at the same time, we were laughing hilariously about it. So then back to current day. Mm-hmm. I guess I should.
So we ended up on Naughty's balcony.
Yeah, so we ended up on Naughty's balcony.
Or patio, whatever.
And then there were three ladies going down on. I'm messing up again, because the first thing that happened was they started talking about toys.
Oh yeah.
And Rocket goes, "I've got a new toy called the Alien." Mm-hmm. And we're like, "Prove it, or it ain't real." So she goes, she sends Naughty in, and he gets it, brings it out, and it's this little stick with a toothpick and a knob on the end. Yeah. And we're looking at it and going, "Yeah, no."
It looks simple as hell. Yeah.
So then one of the fellas gets down in front of you, and he starts vibrating on your clit. Mm-hmm. Literally within 10 seconds, one of my favorite quotes of, and I wrote this one down, I'm looking it up so that I don't fuck it up, hearing Angela say, "Oh my God, I'm sorry you were in the splash zone," right before you squirted on him.
But I tried to be really nice and let it go downward and not like straight into his face, because this was someone that I had not played with a lot, so I didn't know his comfort zone.
I think we had only spoken to them maybe 30 minutes
combined. And so while the sick part of me really wanted to squirt him in his face, I was like, I'm going to be nice and just let it go down to the deck below.
He was so proud. It was awesome. It was fantastic.
It was so much fun.
I had never seen you squirt so quickly.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I mean, there's also pretty people. There's a pretty guy sitting in front of me.
It's a lot of perfect things. That dude was fucking ripped.
Yeah, he was.
So he stands up, and then he looks at me and goes, "Have you ever heard of the Womanizer?" I'm like, "The Britney Spears song?"
Of course.
Fuck, don't judge me. And he was like, no, it's this little thing that it fits on the clit. It doesn't do anything for anything else, but it sucks the clit.
And it's one that does the suction.
Yeah. And I'm like, sure, you know. And I was like, why? He goes, "We have one. It's amazing." And you went, "Can I try it?" And he was like, "Yes." And then poof. There was like a roadrunner sort of cloud version of him that slowly dissipated into the wind. And then poof, he was back, and he had run to their room to get it. Mm-hmm. So then we moved over to Naughty and Rocket's deck. You sat on their chaise lounge because you'd already soiled ours. And then he got down between your legs. I got down with it.
No, someone else did.
It was me. It started out being me. And then I started doing it. And you're like, "Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing." And then I got bored because Rocket started massaging my neck, and I wanted to kiss on her a bit. So I gave it back to him, the fella who first got you. It was... There was
some more squirting.
A couple of seconds later, and...
Hey, look, I'm just trying to claim all the patios as mine.
A couple
Don't
seconds
judge.
Later, and you squirted again all over their deck. And at that point,
My patio.
Naughty looks down, and his eyes were like, "Oh my God, that's amazing." I think everybody was sort of like, "That's amazing," including me, because I'd never seen you squirt twice. Yeah. In 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Give me the right stimulation.
So then, I don't even know how it happened. The next thing you know, three women are going down on Ginger Tramp, and one of y'all has a massager on his taint.
Oh, that's right.
Because he had never experienced that, no. I don't think.
There was another toy that was brought up, because, of course, then at that point, we're comparing toys.
Yeah. It was a toy story.
And somebody, I need to look up what it was, but it was this kind of like a U or V-shaped one that was like two-pronged.
It had two little prongs.
Yeah. And they had that one on his taint. Somebody was massaging his balls, and somebody was going down on him.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And it was like this perfect trifecta, and oh my God, the look on his face was like, do you need to sit down? Can you actually stand and do this?
There was a couple of times I thought he was going to collapse.
Yeah.
And you guys kept, like, holding him up, and then his eyes, all you would see was, like, fluttering whites.
You just see the whites of his eyes, yeah.
And then once you guys were done with him, he just sort of collapsed into a puddle of nothing. It was adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we going to save the quotes?
If we can go ahead and.
Okay, we're going to sprinkle that one in.
This one's a good one.
So this was a wonderful quote from Ginger Tramp after all of that happened. I mean, he'd been sitting in a puddle for a couple of minutes already, right?
Yeah.
So it had been a little bit of time. And I looked over at him and I was like, Ginger Tramp, are you okay? And he's like, I'm just trying to fucking alive. Like, can you even speak English anymore?
Oh my God.
It was so cute, though. So
it was
cute.
Great. Yeah, that really made me laugh.
Yeah, I love that one.
So, after that, we moved back to our deck,
mm-hmm.
and then I started massaging. I said, look, we have a soy candle, because a couple of folks had asked about the soy candle. And so it was Ginger who had asked about the soy candle.
Yeah.
So I said, look, I'm happy to give anybody a massage. It is going to be non-sexual. I enjoy giving. If you want a massage, I'll give you a massage.
Yeah.
So we started out with Ginger. Then we moved to Rocket. Then we moved to another lady who we've not yet named, but they were the ones that were a few doors down. So we'll call them the three doors down couple. Gave her a massage. Then her partner decided we had ran out of ladies at that point because... at that point, Lola Lady did not want a massage, and you were busy going down on somebody. Oh my God, we just got a, sorry, interruption, ladies and gentlemen.
If you just heard that,
that is Rocket from Naughty Threesome, who just sent us a verbal message that we'll tack on to this. Okay, sorry. Then one of the men was like, I'd like a massage. I'm like, cool. Just lay down. Yeah. So I gave him a massage. And then Naughty, I gave him a massage. And then I ran out of people. The only cost for the massage was I got to drink champagne out of your belly button. I let the men slide because, I didn't want my champagne filtered by their body hair.
You didn't want to floss while drinking your champagne?
No, I don't really. No, I didn't feel like it needed to be filtered, nor did I feel like I needed to floss at the time. But I got to drink champagne out of three ladies' belly buttons, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was, I gave five massages, which was really excited to do that. And
you missed an opportunity, though, because after all of that, one of the ladies said, do you need a hand massage? And you said, oh, no, I'll just stretch it out. I was like, oh, seriously?
I know, but you know me. That's not where my comfort level is. I'm a giver, not a receiver.
Yeah,
I'm much more happy giving than I am receiving.
Completely. I mean, it was just a nice little segue.
I know. And I missed it. I did miss it. So what I didn't miss was shortly thereafter, Rocket went back to her room and came back with a bag of chocolates.
Oh, yes.
Lindt. Lemon and white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you know me, white chocolate is not a fucking chocolate. It has no cacao in it. But I'm going to I'm going to let that one slide for this because I normally don't like white chocolate, but when you stuff it in with the lemon liqueur and then you put it in my mouth and you allow me to French kiss somebody until it melts and pops. Oh, so Rocket started passing out these lemon chocolates and I was luckily the first.
No one was allowed to eat it until she came to you.
No, she would pop in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And she would let it sit for about 5 seconds, and then she would start to kiss you. And she would kiss you for anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute. And while she was kissing you, the chocolate would pop, and the lemon liquor would fall out in your mouth. And, oh my, that ranks up with probably one of the fantastic, sexiest things I have ever done. Mm-hmm. And then I think right behind that was watching her do that with Ginger Tramp.
However many people were sitting around that circle.
There was, whoever was left in the circle. Yeah. And I think only one couple had left. So yeah. She did that with everybody. And it was so sexy. Yeah. Like Lolo Lady and you. And I was like, watching her do that with all of y'all was so arousing and so beautiful and sexy. Oy. Yeah. I'm getting aroused right now just thinking about it. Yeah, massive, massive crush on her. So we did that, and then we started to sort of. It got to the point where it was getting close to. We need to shower and get ready night.
Mm-hmm. We did forget one thing from Naughty's deck, the Naughty Threesomes deck.
What is that?
I have no idea when it happened in the timeline of things, but at some point I was giving a blowjob to a guy, and then I started giving him a handjob, and he was responding well to it.
Yes.
So one of the other ladies looks over, who was also giving a blowjob, and said, "What are you doing? I want to do that." So we started a very impromptu Sex Ed in the City class.
I do remember that because I remember looking around and seeing four guys and four ladies giving hand jobs, and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Because they were basically just watching me, and I didn't go through the full repertoire, but I did a few techniques, just some key things. Yeah. And
one of the ladies was like, "Well, my guy's not making the same sounds as your guy." I must be doing it wrong. Oh my God. It was great. It was so,
but that's the beauty. True. Everybody likes something different.
I forgot about that. That was great. Yeah. You know, and which completely different, but at one point we did the Great Pistachio Catch of 2017.
That was
on our deck.
On our deck after a bit of play had happened.
Yeah. And we were all back to the chit chat and kind of goofy laughing and joking around.
Yeah.
Somebody brought out pistachios and then he started cracking them and he was
his slave started cracking them.
No, he started cracking them first. And then he was pretending to toss them. And then I backed my chair up and he threw one at me and I caught it in my mouth because I'm good at catching seed in my mouth. So he did
I'm glad you clarified that from shit to seed.
Sheet. Anyway, so the first couple, you know, he was throwing at me, and I think I was 2 for 3, and I'm going to say the third one was a shit throw from him. Anyway, then Naughty moves his chair over, and he caught the first one that was thrown at him, and then, like, shit, the gloves are down, the shit is real, it is the Great Pistachio Catch of 2017. And so Naughty and I sat off the deck, and the fellow who was throwing the pistachios, Three Doors Down, and his partner, Mrs. Three Doors Down, she was shelling them for him, and then he was tossing them at us, and we were catching them in our mouths. And yeah, it was giggling, it was stupid, it was funny, it was sexually heavy. Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then we started to get, everybody started to say, "Oh, we got to go and get ready, we're getting ready." Yep. So you went in and got in the shower, and then Naughty went in and got in the shower.
And then you were like, "I'm going to be late."
Well,
no, that's exactly what you said.
I did. I said, "I'm going to be late, they're having fun next door." And you went, "Okay." So I went next door. And it was Mr. and Mrs. Three Doors Down and Rocket. And then, I gotta be honest, I apologize if I actually pushed you out of the way. I don't think I did, but I know I commandeered Rocket's pussy orally. and well, she is heavily bejeweled. Mm-hmm. She's got two piercings mm-hmm. in the vaginal area, both one at the top and one at the bottom. And I was enamored with that from the day before, and I was enamored with that at that moment. So I really started heavily going down on her, and then she started stroking me. And then the next thing you know, it was just me and her, and everybody else had left.
Well, because at some point, after you said, I'll be late, I think I had started the water for a shower, but I hadn't got in yet. And I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on. And I ran over there, and all four of you were just kind of involved. So I was like, eh, there's not really a place. I need to go get ready, so I'm going to go get ready. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you missed out.
Yeah,
because they left, and then she looked at me, and she's like, condoms are in the top drawer. And I'm like, fuck, yes. So let me step back a bit. I've asked her if I could use this acronym for her. Because it's both accurate and so fucking appropriate.
And I think it's a compliment for sure.
Ah, definitely. Yeah. That girl is a gilf.
Mm-hmm.
So she is officially a grandmother.
Yeah. You'd never know it by looking at her, though.
I honestly thought, like, when I met them, I was like, oh, they're 2 or 3 years older
yeah.
than us.
Yeah.
She is so hot. He is an adorable, beautiful human being.
He has those boyish eyes.
He's yeah. got that grin that you're always attracted to. I am absolutely a sucker for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he swings that way. If mm-hmm. he does, please private message us. You can come over at any time. But her, she's got this sweet, like, beautiful, beautiful human being. Funny, beautiful, physically and internal and out. Anyway, so she goes, there's condoms in the top drawer if you want one. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, gilf. Yeah, so we might have had lots of sex. And yeah, it was kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have lasted longer, but she had done too well at the pre
foreplay.
The pre-show was too exciting and goes the weasel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so oh god, that was fun. That's one of my highlights as well.
Yeah.
Was sex with her was really much a highlight. Yeah, so then I went back. I immediately left there. I left because I think they were starting something, and I was all excited to come tell you what I did, which I'm now wondering if I even took the condom off before I left their room.
You did not have it on when you at least got to me.
Praise Jeebus. All right, so I'm not that guy. But I did run in there. I was like, guess who I just had sex with? And then I jumped in the shower with you. So then that was the night of Arabian Nights,
yeah.
So what did you wear?
So I had a costume that we bought in the States from a costume shop. So it was just a little, I don't know, red and orange gold trim top. And then a little skirt that has some dinglies on it. And then a little gold headband with the little jingly things on it as well.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, just a simple costume.
Yep, and I had my bright gold mm-hmm. trunks, basically what Rocky wears in Rocky Horror Picture Show, and a blue and gold vest and a fez.
And you had a fez that you very quickly gave to a bartender.
Look, he was cute. He complimented my fez. I asked him if he wanted it. He said yes. I got nothing for it.
Yeah.
I was trying to work up something for it. I wanted a kiss, but anyway.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah, so I gave my fez to a bartender. It was itchy as well. Anyway.
Yeah. So the Arabian Nights, though, was a lot of fun. Everybody put a lot of effort into it. Some beautiful costumes out there.
Oh, my God.
And okay, now I will say, so there were some absolutely fucking gorgeous costumes, right?
Yes.
However, I would say the most creative one was Lawrence. And from what I understand,
it was a dare.
That he had this costume. He was the genie. So he had, like, this little handle sticking out of his ass.
He was the lamp. He wasn't genie.
True.
He was the lamp.
Yeah.
So his, what would have been his penis was a giant lamp
like
end.
The point of a lamp.
Of a lamp. And then his
and
ass
said,
had a hook
wait,
to it.
And it said, rub me
and
on it.
And it said, rub me.
And yeah, and his ass had a little, like, a hook, a handle to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, I walked up to him and went, if I rub you, do I get my wish? He goes, not you. Fuck you.
So there were some absolutely gorgeous costumes, but that one, I think because it was just so different than expected.
It was so funny. Then there was a fella that was dressed.
Oh my God.
Spot on exactly like Jafar from Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking amazing.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Just gorgeous.
Loved his costume.
Yeah.
So, and the food that night was completely different.
It was another buffet the first night.
It was another buffet, but there was lamb, there was fish, there was different like falafels. There was it was really
oysters.
Really. Say what?
Oysters.
Oysters. Yeah. The food there that night was fantastic. And then later on, they had after the dinner had died down, they gave away prizes.
Yeah.
Different costumes over the week, you know, just different participation kind of things. We got something for doing the Sex Ed in the City that, of course, we shared with Mischief and her paramour. And then we also got a award for your costume from the White Party night because you terrified everybody. People were terrified of you. But it was such a great experience. Yeah. Lawrence got an award for the Arabian Nights night with his little rub me thing. It was the
and
whole...
Just, does say Jafar and his partner
Jafar
got a costume.
Jafar and his partner got a costume. Got an award. Award of some sort. I don't remember. There was a bunch of
there
awards
was a lot,
that went out. We spoke about the Irish couple before.
Yeah.
She got the funniest.
For being a funny one.
Yeah, because
she
was a fucking comedian. She was so funny. But it was such a great kind of evening.
It was interesting, though, that night was a little different to the others because it was the last night. And I think it was both a little bit, some people had to get up really early in the morning for their flights. And so there were some people that went to bed a little early because of that. And also some people, this is the last night of play or the last chance I get. So I'm going to go do what I can. So the dance floor cleared out early.
Very quickly.
Early, yeah.
We went to bed alone that night.
We did.
Because, again, we'd had an afternoon orgy that lasted 4.5 hours. And we were spent.
And some general comments about kind of the evenings and how they went is, you know, we've already touched on the dance floor and there's a lot of music and dancing and whatever. There was also a lot of spa time for people. And so a lot of people, there was some... You know, some great connections made in the spa, figuratively and literally.
Look, but God damn it, people, don't have sex in the spa. And what were people doing? Fucking in the spa.
Yeah.
But whatever.
So there was a lot of action in the spa late at night. I know in the kind of the pre-expectations a couple weeks ago as to what we expected from this, we said that we expected to hear people fucking at all times of the day or night. And that we did at some point, you know, 2-3 in the morning, doesn't matter. You're going to hear people fucking on their balconies. You're going to see them through the sliding glass doors, curtains open. Nobody cares.
Somebody waved at me while they were fucking. It was great.
Yeah. And at some point, one of the nights I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, hear people giggling and laughing and having sex. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. It's fun. And I wasn't, you know, it's not, you're not angry. You're just like, yeah, good on them. Yay, good for them.
Yeah.
So it's just expectations met. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also have to say, one of the things we joked about the first day, as everybody's arriving and we're all getting cocktails and drinks, as the circle is ever widening, somebody jokingly said something about, we're going to drink this place out of liquor. Now, this is a resort, you know, in Queensland. They're used to big groups of people. I'm sure they're used to drinkers. We didn't actually expect that to happen. However, on day three, we drank them out of vodka. And so one of the bartenders went up to his room for his personal stash of vodka.
We drank out of that, too.
While the owner went into town to buy more vodka.
Yeah.
And
I reckon we killed it.
Well, we got the very last bit because I went to get a drink and I got two drinks, same thing. And he poured the last little bit of vodka into the one and he's like, oh, I don't have enough for the second one. And I was like, use rum. It's fine. Just use rum. And so he did. And it was great. But then the owner got back a bit later with the vodka from town. But we actually didn't expect to drink them out of anything. But apparently we had enough cocktails that we just drank them out of vodka.
Yeah.
It was awesome. We were very proud of ourselves.
We were. All of us were.
Yeah.
So that was, all right, that was the last night. The next morning was the goodbye morning.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It was slow breakfast. We don't want
to
talk about that.
No, so, I mean, the long and short of it, slow breakfast. We checked out. We got to the bus transfer. We had cheeky drinks on the way there, which was great. And then that was it. It was, I got to be honest, it was harder to say goodbye than I thought it would be. You know, these are people that you've only spent 4 or 5 days with, 4 days with, I guess, really.
And they're all relative strangers going into it. It's people from all over Australia, all walks of life.
Yeah, and that was what was, it was amazing.
And it was just amazing the connection that gets made. And I know that as we were sitting around at breakfast that morning, there was, there was one of the couples that I was talking to, and I said something about, you know, here's all of us, everyone comes from a different place in life, you know, different place in Australia. And there's so much that we really don't have in common, and yet we all get along so well.
And yet we all have something in common.
Yeah, and I was like, why can the greater world not do this? Yeah. And his reply immediately was, they're wearing too many clothes.
Yeah. it's a perfect, yeah.
But, yeah. And whether it's clothes or whether it's shields or whatever it is, it's like, just, we're all just people.
So, do we want to go through some of the...
Yeah, let's go through
down.
Some of our quotes.
So not all of mine are positive.
Okay, so we're going to go through both quotes that we remember from the weekend, and let's do that first, and then we'll go through people's favorite moments.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it that way.
These are things I wrote down for the weekend.
Okay.
And some of them we've already touched on, but I'm still going to read them so that we can smile again. You saying, waiting for him to take off his shirt because I remember he had nice muscles.
Mm-hmm.
The seven of us kissing Lindt lemon chocolates out of Rocket's mouth. Watching Angela squirt twice with two different toys within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing her say to Fred, oh my God, I'm sorry, you're in the splash zone, right before she squirted on him. Having a cheeky pash that turned into sex with Rocket while Naughty was still in the shower. The Great Pistachio Challenge of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
One we didn't talk about. The World Series of Bullshit. With year's winner, Lawrence, losing and then saying, who wants to go for a runner-up? So we played, if you don't know the card game Bullshit, on the last morning we sat with Lawrence and Jess and played the card game Bullshit. And Lawrence took it very seriously. Ginger Tramp saying to me he was happy for me because I got to go down on a guy during an orgy. These next two are a bit on
Should I go with my happier ones before we go to the serious
side? I was
going to
say, yeah, the next two are not as are more serious.
So I have a couple to add to that. One of them was after the 8-person orgy on the patio. And we're all standing around. It might have even been before. I don't know. Some point out there. But there were two gingers in the group. And they were talking. And one of them looks at the other and says, oh, you're more orange than me. And then here's Mr. Adam. Wait. Between the two of you, do you have a full soul?
Oh, wait. That leads me to the Ginger Tramp. Running out into the green area like a monkey for some reason because we threw something out there and he's running out like he's a monkey. And I went, oh my God, that's why they call you Ranga. for our people in the States.
That's true. They're not going to know, are they? Or Europe even, other places.
Australians call people with red hair, Ranga, as if as a shorter term for orangutan.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not sure it's a proper thing that you're supposed to do, but yeah.
I don't think it's proper, but yeah, don't use that in casual conversation. Don't call the queen a ranga.
Yeah, please don't. and then there was the comment, I'm pretty rootable. Check out my reviews on Clit Advisor.
Another one for the Ginger Tramp.
Yes. And here we go. My final one that was not so serious. My doodle touched your doodle and his doodle in another lady's mouth. There are no more secrets between us now.
Oh my God, such... I miss
it. And those are just little snippets that nobody else out there is probably going to get. But it's just sitting around and having that banter between people. It's both serious conversation, not serious conversation. It doesn't matter. Everyone's just having a good time. You're relaxed. You're not putting on pretenses. You're just yourself.
Instant friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's instant friends. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Now, should we get to the more serious ones?
Yeah, so I only have two serious... For me, I only have two serious ones. Mm-hmm. The first one was, at one point, I thought... I couldn't find my... I couldn't find something, so I went back to the bar to look for it. And there was a small group there that immediately made me feel uncomfortable. And I don't remember what they did. But it wasn't a lot of people. They made me feel very uncomfortable, making sort of... those comments that those you're not hetero enough comments.
Right.
And at that point in the week, I was being me. So there was no pretense on who I was. It's just, I was being me. And I came back and I think I must've had a look on my face, and Ginger Tramp said something to me, and I explained to the group what had just happened. And God love him. He immediately, I mean, again, he is a very straight man.
Yeah.
But he's someone who takes no fucking shit from anybody. And he immediately set down his beer and very seriously started to stand up and go to talk to them. Because he felt that I was being made to feel small because mm-hmm. of being bisexual. And that, just that little bit was such a God, you know, like, to have that kind of support from somebody who is just, I say just a friend, but you know, not a play partner,
right.
You know, he's more than just a friend. He's a brother, and I love him like that. But to have that kind of support is such, that's exactly what I needed at that moment, at that single moment. And that was great. And I could never thank him enough. But then one morning, speaking to one of the people that was at the breakfast table, I was talking about my history and saying that I was married for 12 years, and this person said, "Oh, so, you know, you left your wife for Angela." And I went, "Well, no, I sort of left my wife for a guy that I then dated for 6 years.
6 months.
I'm sorry, for 6 months. Thank you. Wow, you're listening to me. So no, I dated a guy for 6 months. And he said, "Oh, so you were gay." And I'm like, really? I mean, I just said I was married for 12 years.
Yeah.
You've seen Angela. Like, and I looked at him and immediately went, "Well, no, I'm bi." And it was clear that he just didn't understand it. And that part of that kills me, and that makes me very sad for him.
And that was the same guy who, to get into my only one serious comment really from the weekend, was it was day two or three whenever I was laying back against Lolo Lady.
Which was your pretty much consummate place.
Yeah, and trying to read the Kindle that first time. When I was leaning up against her, he walked up, put his junk in her face, basically, said something, I mean, not like in a serious kind of fashion, but just kind of like waving it around kind of thing, and said something, and we're both kind of like, "Oh, okay," because we didn't really know him. We hadn't had interactions with him at this point. And then he said, "There's two kinds of girls in this world. There are those who like girls and those who haven't figured out yet that they like girls. But boys, they're either born gay, live gay, die gay, or they're completely straight. There is no in between." And I looked at him and I was like, "I don't agree with that." And the lady said, "Neither do I." And he started, there was some banter back and forth, some conversation. It didn't take him but a few times. And he's like, "I see, I can't win this," and turned and walked off. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to be confrontational about this, but I do not agree with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just.
Oh. And you know, look, if that's what you believe, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least he was smart enough to walk away.
Yeah.
And then after I said, you know, "I'm bi," he was smart enough to walk away. Mm. You know, it's like.
You don't have to agree, but I mean, and just because it's out there doesn't mean you have to participate in it.
No.
Just accept that there are some people who are not exactly like you.
No. I mean, and I think as swingers, we need to do that anyway.
Yeah. We're already a minority.
Yeah. Let's not throw, we've said that before, let's not throw rocks. Yeah. We live in a glass house. But I think, you know, while those experiences weren't entirely positive, I look at it as that's fucking amazing. We spent 4 days, 4.5 days mm-hmm. with a group of people, you know, with 23-ish, I don't know, yeah, plus or yeah. minus two or three couples, other couples. And those are our only bad faults. And yeah. both of them fall yeah. into that same...
Right.
That same person was in all of those experiences. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah. To feel, you know... I have to compliment all the people that we both played with and spoke to, you know, even the ones, especially the ones that were 100% heterosexual. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. The men, I'm not interested in other men,
but they still accept it.
You're still yeah. accepting.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like that, that is exactly what I needed. That's what I needed to see from this community to know that, you know, this is the right community. This is a good community to be part of. Mm-hmm. So the long and short of it is, I'm really both excited and humbled by the group that the people that we met.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, it's such a good group of people.
Yeah. So those were our experiences. Yeah. Now we are lucky enough to have some of the experiences from,
yeah. So we asked, some of the we others. Asked, the group basically to send us some of their favorite moments and favorite things that happened to them, because everyone's experience is different and everyone is looking for something different. So we're now going to read aloud a few of the excerpts we got from people. And I know of at least one that sent us an audio file that we will include as well.
Yeah, we'll tag that on yeah. to the end of this podcast.
So here's the first one that I'm going to read aloud. We've already touched on one or two as we went along, so I'm going to skip those. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. I think that's okay.
Sure. So here's the first one now. These are our experience and could be different to others. Fair statement. Absolutely. Our favorite night was the white party. People looked amazing and the music was epic. The funniest was when Bradford was accidentally whipped in the face. That did not go unnoticed. The most sexy was the night spa sessions. The food was divine. The location is perfectly secluded, but close enough if you want a day trip, which I absolutely agree with.
That's right. 100%. We never left the resort, no. but it was very easy to leave the resort.
In fact, people did.
Ginger Tramp left the resort via Uber just to go running one day.
So he did not, for any of you listening to our expectations podcast, he did not do the like 60 times back and forth on the beach thing, sadly.
So disappointed.
But he did give me a naked beach run at one point. And then the last part was, it was great to meet people and everyone were friendly and happy to have a chat and laugh, which absolutely 100% agree with.
So we got a message from Lolo Lady, who said she thinks her favorite part was all of the group candid discussions that everyone was having. She goes, it was absolutely amazing to have an open forum and so many laughs.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Ginger Tramp followed with, the comfortable and unpressured nature that developed so very quickly between everyone was wonderful. Even just relaxing by the pool during the day was evident. If you wanted to be nude, cool. If you wanted to be fully clothed and read your book, cool. If you wanted to jump in the spa and get it on with someone, cool.
there was a parentheses S there.
Yes, a parentheses S exclamation point, actually. It was as much anything goes as it was everything is okay, you're in a safe space. Then we had another one that I think this is one of the ones where we have the audio file from.
Yep.
But the first thing they had to say was being invited to join in a happening, quote unquote, social group by a beautiful young lady helped delay the fish out of water feeling and really set my weekend in the right direction. And fuck me is very tone dependent.
And then finally, we had the wonderful long message from a couple who said, we loved the experience of Passion in Paradise. While we weren't too anxious going in, having spoken to a few of the people via Messenger, what we didn't expect was the amount we realized we had missed one another. This was our first trip alone in 2 years, and being stress-free, alone, in such a sexy atmosphere was just what we needed. Unfortunately, it did mean we ended up not being nearly as social as we had hoped to be. But thank you guys so much for all the laughs. Out on our balcony at 3 a.m., sharing a few drinks with some of you. Sides aching from laughter has got to be one of my highlights.
And I think that's a fair point. I mean, very well said, by the way. But I think that's a fair point, is that it's not just about going and having sex with everyone that you possibly can. A lot of it is that connection, just the interpersonal skills and you know, getting to know one another and reconnecting with your partner.
Yeah.
Especially if you haven't, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. There's a lot of work pressures, family pressures, everything happens. And sometimes it's nice to be away from all of that in a sexy environment just to reconnect with your partner.
Yeah.
And that is so important.
Yeah. So now we've got some audio from folks who were at Passion in Paradise mm-hmm. with us.
Yep.
So have a listen to this.
Hiya, this is Rocket.
And this is Naughty.
And we are sending you some of our highlights from Passion in Paradise weekend.
And I'll start off with the Sex Ed in the City workshop, the session on BDSM and kink. The highlight for that for me was specifically the care that Mrs. A was showing to Mr. A, which was just amazing to see that happening between two people up there. That was fantastic.
So it was. My first highlight's probably participating in my first orgy. Woohoo! High fives all round.
Nice touch. So my next one would be our balcony becoming a toy testing zone. And that special puddle that was left behind as a reminder. But also that the fact that we ended up with a 5-minute silence from Ginger, that wasn't bad either.
Created by the use of a toy. That was pretty cool. Big one for me is all the laughter. It started for us when we had dinner with another Passion in Paradise couple on the Wednesday night, but followed on through the lap dancing lesson, the afternoon drinks that we had a couple of days, just became a regular feature of the weekend. And I know that's not the ultimate goal of being there, but it meant there were many kinds of fun and I loved it.
And following on from Rocket's comments, there were three monumental firsts for a straight couple who were principally being into the male-female action. But...
You mean male-female-male?
Yes, thank
you
for that.
You left off the second boy.
Yeah, that's always good to have. But seeing my wife experiencing female-female action, being part of that triumvirate, whilst all at the same time being connected to the eight people in the room, both sexually and by laughter. And the main thing about that, despite the fact that it was magnificent, is there's not too many times you'd think that being in a room of four hot, hot women and three other guys, you'd see laughter as being a super sexy addition to the scene.
It was amazing fun. We had a blast, guys. Hope everyone else did too.
And thank you awesome. For that. That was great.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's awesome.
It's so good to hear from people as to what their experience was like.
And people get sick of fucking hearing us. They want to hear other people. They want to hear new people.
A few closing thoughts
Our final thoughts. So, I mean, in closing, and I know...
I have one last quote to close
with. You have a last quote to close with. But before you get to that, one of the things I want to say is... So we were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
On Saturday, Ginger Tramp and I went to the organizer and said, we want the same rooms we have this year, next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know... Even before it was even over, we was halfway through it, and we both said, you know, these are the rooms we want. We want this.
This was fucking amazing.
This was amazing. Yeah. It was such a great experience. And, you know, God love her. She kept saying, oh, but the weather. Like, fuck the weather.
Because it did. I think it rained most nights. A couple of the days it was cloudy and that really light misty rain. But who cares?
No.
That's not the point of it.
No.
Yeah.
The point was meeting people we wanted to meet and making these connections mm-hmm. and it ranks up there with my favorite swinger experience that I've ever had. And maybe it was just because it's that rolling, that rolling experience of awesomeness,
yeah,
where every morning you wake up and you know you're going to be surrounded with people who understand you, who aren't going to judge you, who, you know, you can trust, that you can tell them secrets and it's not going to leave the resort. There's something really liberating and safe about that, mm-hmm, to know that everybody is, and I've said this before, and I don't mean this negatively, but we're all broken in a similar way. If you're normal society and you look at us, there's something wrong with us. We're broken. But it's really nice to find a group of people that you're broken together.
Similarly.
Yeah, we're all broken in a similar way, and that's lovely. Mm-hmm. And it was, yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was great.
It was liberating, sure, and fantastic, and I cannot wait to do it again next year. Mm-hmm. I hope that everybody that we saw this year are there next year.
Yeah.
But I know you
maybe
have a quote.
Maybe a few newbies, yeah.
Yeah, if you're new, you better sign up quickly, because I know a couple of rooms that are already called for. But I know you have a quote that you want to close the podcast
so
with.
So I really liked this one. This was from the gentleman who was dressed up as Jafar on The Last Arabian Nights.
So this was, this year was the ninth year.
Seventh year they've been.
Next year's the 10th anniversary.
Oh, but it's the seventh year that they've been, this couple.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. This was the ninth year that they had done Passion in Paradise. Mm-hmm. This couple had gone for 7 years.
Yeah.
Seven of those years.
And, I mean, and by all means, his costume was amazing, for one thing. But in his acceptance speech for his award for the costume, he had this wonderful speech. But the one line that really stands out to me is this one. Swinging is all about versatility and flexibility in body, mind, spirit, and what you do. And it was like, that is so true. And it just absolutely spoke to me.
Yeah. I loved that as well.
Yeah.
It was...
well said.
Very poignant, and he was a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
His partner was amazing. It's, yeah. Mm. I wish we had had an opportunity to sit down and talk to them. But,
yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah, next year.
We'll see.
We'll be there.
Next.
Look for us, Jafar. yeah, so that was our experience with Passion in Paradise. We apologize for going too long.
Sorry. It was a long one.
We ranted, but it was...
yeah.
A rant of love. So, we've said it before. If we'll say it again. If you want to see us, come to our secret spot. We're often there. You can ask for us as By the Bob Podcast, The Adams, Bradford and Angela, whatever you know. You know, if you talk to any of the folks there, they know us. We want to talk to you guys. We want, you know, it's... I find the more we do this, the more excited I get to talk to people.
Yeah.
And so it's really exciting.
For sure.
We are doing podcast. I keep saying podcast. The next Pendulum Party. Good God, Bradford. We're doing that November 24th. We are there the last Friday of every month. And then we're also going to be at Passion in Paradise next year, the first week.
Same time, same place.
We already booked. Amazing experience. Yeah. Again, hats off to the organizer.
It beat our expectations hands down.
Yeah.
Because we had no real idea what to expect, but at the same time, we only expected like maybe 30 to 40% of what we actually got.
Yeah. The organizer, she is a fantastic person, genius. She is only concerned about the experience that you're having.
Yeah.
She's working 24/7 to make sure that you have fun. So yeah, hats off to her. I cannot wait till next year, the 10th anniversary.
See what's in store.
It's going to be part of that is going to be an honor. We've decided we're going to do that. And then a week and Desire.
At Desire, next year, we're going to go for the Life on the Swing set.
Yeah.
The first week of November.
So we're going to have, lots of sexy time.
Yeah.
So if you want to see us in Australia next year,
or if you're from the States or Europe or anywhere and can get to Desire the first week of November, we're going to be there for Life on the Swing set.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that. We're hoping to get a conversation with Cooper.
Hopefully, yeah.
About that. So we'll talk about that after this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's next year.
Heaps of time.
Next year's problem. That's more than a year away. We'll discuss it. But in the meantime, if you want to talk to us, please email us at theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at By The Bob Podcast, Facebook, www.facebook.com/ByTheBobPodcast, or on our interwebs website, www.bythebypodcast.com.au. We want to hear from you. We're always excited to hear from folks. We apologize if we're slow. We've got, you know, the whole life and work shit. Yeah, if I could get rid of this work shit, I would talk to people 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being patient and listening to us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.